midday.
What's happening, peeps? How are you doing? You're listening to the Pimp Tones Podcast, episode 4. This is your host, Mr. Nick Pride. Thank you for allowing me to keep you abreast of all things Pimp Tone related and beyond. I was just listening back to episode 3 and I kind of felt that the delivery style was a little bit manic, a little bit intense. So I'm going to chill things out a little bit this time, if I possibly can. So we've got a new single out. It's the digital release of Later on the Line, which includes two super cool remixes by Danny Majeur and James Beige. If I got the pronunciation right, I don't really know. And a big thanks to everyone who entered the Record Kicks competition as well. There were some awesome entries submitted, and I hope to play some of them on the coming podcasts. We'll have a special Later on the Line remix feature. There's enough to keep us going for about 30 episodes or something like that. All of which is merely a precursor to the new Pimp Tones album, which is coming out in December 2011. More about that nearer the time. So loads coming up in this podcast. Let's kick things off with something from the album Midnight Feast of Jazz. Take it away, boys. Scratch us in there. Can you stop talking now, please? It's the guitar solo.
Thank you.
the joint winner of the Lay It On The Line remix competition from San Diego, California. This is Danny Mazur, and for this effort, we thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Pimp Tones Podcast.
This is Crystal Warren here, and you are listening to the Pimp Tones Podcast.
Oh.
So this little bad boy is the Megasets remix of Brighter Day. It's a beauty. Yeah, they've been hammering this one on Amazing Radio. They love it, the slags. Don't forget you can follow the Pimp Tones on Twitter at NP and Pimp Tones. Still got the MySpace page going because we're dinosaurs like that. And everything's on the Facebook page too, so you can keep up with what's going on. So meanwhile, sales of the Rubberneck As If EP literally skyrocketed as a result of me putting a Rubberneck track on episode 1, I think it was. Properly through the roof. So with that in mind, I thought I'd try and rustle up a few sales for the album The Smell of Jazz. And from it, here's a little ditty entitled Phone Sex.
If you can afford the telephone to have sex, then have it.
Frustrated, I hate it. I've waited 6 months, don't think I can take it. Pop to the shop, got myself a magazine. The type you can't reach, if you know what I mean. Our pamphlets, jazz mags, or Frankie Bone. Call it what you will, but it gave me the horn. Began to browse for a pause to 1-2-1. Her name was Siobhan. Picked up the phone, quick began to dial. I got through it, had to wait for a while. About an hour and a half before she said a word. But when she spoke, couldn't believe what I heard. She told me what to do, she made me get myself undressed. Blew my mind, put these footballs to rest. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. When I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. Whenever I need it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. When I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. But now when it's listed, if my girlfriend knew, like what I do when I'm alone. I know she came and then she break my every bone. But that don't stop me, I don't care, I'm in love with Siobhan. Has got me doing things with bubble rubber gloves. Phone her all the time, every minute of the day. When I feel the need, she knows what to say. Phone rings, who could it be? I don't believe it, now Siobhan is phoning me. Urgently telling me how she feels. She wants me to fulfill every need. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. And when I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. Whenever I need it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. When I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. When I need it. The girl in the photo, I hope so. If not so, there's one thing I do know. There's something in her voice that makes me tick. She got the lick. I asked her to meet me in the flesh. She said yes, and every time I played, she said she'd wear a yellow dress. I turned up on time. What I could not comprehend was the girl in the dress was my girlfriend. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. And when I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. And when I need it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. And when I want it. Phone sex, 101 with Siobhan. Whenever I need it. When I want it most. Whenever I need it. When I want it most. Give it to me now.
If you can afford the telephone to have sex, then have it.
Yes, and this smoochy little number was written by the ever lovely Jess Roberts, produced by the Pimp Tones, This is called Beautiful Game. Check it on out now.
I thought that this time our game was almost through, and then you pulled me back with a smile, and all of the downtime seemed worthwhile. We played the game to win, we played the game to lose, we played this game to just confuse.
This is the part of the podcast where I usually showcase a funky band from the Newcastle area, but I'm bending the rules slightly for this Sheffield-based 12-piece ensemble called Renegade Brass Band. I got to hear their new EP and it's fantastic. 8 horns, 2 percussionists, scratch DJ and live MC. Check out the website renegadebrassband.com and check this out.
Sweet.
to put that on the podcast. Cheers, everyone. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next time.